Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Thank you, Lynn.
You're welcome.
And good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Mother's Day. Yes, of course, it comes, what, once a year, doesn't it? Just like our birthdays, right? And New Year's and Christmas and Easter and all the other holidays and celebrations, right? If you haven't figured it out by now, everyone has a mother, right? You all do. Everybody has a mother. And with us, without her, where would we be? Obviously, we wouldn't be here. So let us give thanks to have our mothers bring us here. Of course, sometimes we probably wonder about our journey called life. If we're really supposed to be here, are we having a wonderful life? I'm saying thank you, Mom, for bringing me here, for providing the vehicle to get me here. And, of course, everybody knows that if you were growing up and you had various stages of experiences with your mother, right? Like myself, if I got a look from my mother, it was a whole bunch of words without saying one word. That means I better get out of the house fast, right? That look said it all. Everybody knows that Heather has a middle name. Well, that was used extensively in her upbringing, okay? Anybody knows if your middle name is used when your mother's speaking, you were in trouble. So that should tell you something. So if you had your middle name used, that probably wasn't a good word for, or sign for you. So you better get moving as well. Get out of the house, you know, because you were headed for trouble. So you got to wonder if, as we were coming through life, how many of us experienced things that we learned from our mothers. And some of us had some very, very close relationships, I'm sure, with our mothers, and some of us had challenging relationships with our mothers. I would pray that each one of us had a good one. I was very blessed, I say, have one that my mother was, I call, level-headed. So sometimes, of course, maybe a little more level-headed than I needed her to be, but that's okay, too. I'd rather have her that way than to be completely out of balance, if you will, to say it that way. A lot of us are still experiencing sort of motherhood issues, right? Obviously, a few of you still have children. And of course, even if your children are, quote, adults, sometimes we wonder, right, Mom? Yeah. Sometimes they sort of, well, what are my kids doing today? Why aren't they acting like adults, even if they're past, we'll say, well past the middle age crisis issues, maybe, or something? Sometimes we also say, thank you for your children, because you're always hoping that as we, quote, get more mature, that they may be looking after us. And again, I guess Luann would be a good example. Ray, as she mentioned, her father, yes, we always had a little debate of who was going to do Mother's Day, Father's Day lectures or sermons, and the fact that she was around to keep an eye on Dad, you know, as he grew mature, let's say it that way. Fortunately, he had a daughter that looked after him and cared, you know. So I would hope that each one of us have, particularly mothers, have children that look after you as you, say, grow up, right? You're still growing up, aren't you? Because you never stopped growing, did we? Call those a physical experience. Now we're going to talk a little bit about, the other day I read the paper, the Pope was in Portugal, and he had a prayer that he simply said he was hoping for more peace and hope. Now let's look at Mother Earth today. Would we like to have a little more peace on this planet, folks? I would. Put me in front line to say, let's hope for more peace, okay? And let's use the word hope in general. That can be expansive to a lot of areas. What is hope? What are we hoping for on this planet? Does anybody realize what would you hope for? Maybe you'd say more physical, materialistic things. And I would say to myself, my hope would be that we would all get along. Everybody be at peace with one another. That would be a big, big starting point to me. The Pope is saying, in so many words, is that it's possible. It is possible for us to have that. And if you didn't recognize it, of course, everybody, we're in a very, very major shift of energy coming in from the universe to bring us, let's say, to save this planet. Did you know that? That's the bottom line here, folks, is to bring to save this place, because where was man headed for? Pretty destructive situations. In case you haven't seen it, you know, North Korea is still trying to create more bombs, if you want to say, bigger ones, and we're wondering, what are we doing this for? I'm not sure. Is it power? What is it for? And I still wonder, why would man, can't they realize this could potentially destruct a big portion of this planet. And for us to survive, we've got to stop this big war business. But because of the nature of man is to always want to struggle, fight, whatever you want to call that. So back to the hope is that we're all going to start getting along so we can save this place called Mother Earth. Without her, none of us could survive. Just think of it. We need her to feed us, to take care of us. And if you want to say, if this was a wasteland, there was nothing here, you wouldn't be able to survive very long, right? Couldn't grow anything. And again, some of the planets that we have supposedly researched out there with our explorations have shown some of these planets with what we call wastelands. Maybe did have at one time life on it, but today there is no life. At least they haven't shown any. So could Mother Earth be one of those potential planets? I'd say yes, absolutely. So it's important that we take care of her, our mother, our true mother, is this planet. Because she's the one that gives birth to all things, everything. Look at the flowers. You were just talking about the peonies out here, right? Was it? Without those flowers, what would we do? We'd be missing a thing called something that we look forward to in spring, right? I do. I always look forward to flowers and seeing those buds and the flowers in the trees and all kinds of things like that. So that's kind of like, to me, a very important, let's say, annual thing that happens that Mother brings to us, and that's the beautiful flowers. Of course, hopefully through the summer, she'll continue with those, right? But at least in the spring, we start to see like new life beginning. And that's kind of exciting after we've had this, what would you recall? Well, we were blessed to have a very mild winter, but most January winters can be pretty tough here in Indiana. And of course, through the snow and other very things that pile up, it's very difficult to see the flowers because they're not going to bloom. Nothing can really grow here. But in the springtime, we see this new hope popping up out of the ground. And I look forward to that. If I can go out in a peaceful manner, we'll say today, and just enjoy today and look at the beauty that Mother brings to each one of us, I can start to enjoy life a little bit more. And we take it so much for granted that we're looking for a, whatever you might call a phenomenal, euphoric day in life's experiences. And those are, let's say, special occasions. Everybody's, let's say, had graduations, weddings, or birthday celebrations of some kind to mark a very important part of their life. How many of us have had what you call normal days? Most of your days are, would say, are normal, would you not? Absolutely. I can't tell you how many days that I can't put a specific memory to it. But I said I had a good day, best as I can remember, right? Anybody want to go back to a certain age in their life, maybe at 10 years of age, and on this date, what would you remember? I can't remember. I can't remember and tell you anything. Why? Because it wasn't anything significant. But yet, it was what we might call a normal day. So most of our lives, most of our days are what we might call normal, routine, everyday. Maybe I am even at peace to some point. With what? The hope that maybe tomorrow will even be better. Heather likes to watch the weather a lot, so of course I have to put up with listening to that. What? I know what the weather's going to be. If the weather's going to be something, right? So it was predicted what we were supposed to have, what, 6 days of straight dry days or something. So we'll say, okay, I don't have to plan on worrying about getting wet, right, for 6 days, unless the weatherman's wrong. And not that he's ever been wrong, has he? Now, it's interesting, we have a lot of weather ladies nowadays, but we've always gotten into a habit of calling weather men, right? And he's responsible for what Mother Earth is doing to us. Did you notice that? Yeah, he's the guy that's predicting what she's going to do for us. Isn't that strange? I always said, wow, that's why he's been wrong a lot of times. Does that make sense? Okay, because he's assuming what she's going to do for us, right? Us guys, you got that straight? So don't assume. We can get in a lot of trouble, right? So let's remember that we have to listen to Mother sometimes, our feminine side, if you wish, or our ladies in our lives, and listen up to what they might have suggestions for us. So back to trusting that whatever she gives us will be good for us. Just like we'll call it the rainy days could be good, and the dry days could be good, and whatever you want to call it, interesting days. Whatever Mother hands us, can we accept that? Can we bring a day of what we call normalcy? Just like I said, back to whatever you might call normal. I'm still debating what is normal. Has anybody figured out what normal is yet? It is whatever is normal to you. It may not be normal to me what your normal day is. So as we go into this energy that's shifting on right now, we're looking at it as, are we going to create a more peaceful planet here for us to live on? I would hope so. Wow, back to that word hope again. I would hope that we are creating a peaceful place for us to all survive together in harmony and light. I think Mom would like that. Did you ever notice that mothers like to create a peaceful harmony, especially if you were raised in a family of a lot of children in the home? And, of course, I'm sure a lot of bickering going on periodically. It's inevitable in families, right? So Mom's job was to keep peace in the family, correct? At least I perceive it that way. At least my mother was that way. So Mom's job is to keep us in a peaceful manner. And how can she do that when she seemingly has no control over us? I'm talking about Mother Earth. Well, Mother sometimes does something called eruption. Volcanoes, hurricanes, tornadoes. Interesting, isn't it? That she can create things to cause us to have some called focus or attention. What happens when people get in, let's say a tornado goes through a town or area? Immediately people want to go in there and help other people out, right? Sort of being like a cooperative effort to bring concerns or help to one another. So Mother sometimes, does she intentionally cause a problem? Did we ever think of that? Did we ever think of Mother intentionally creating an issue so that we will come together to maybe help one another, create some peace? A lot of people probably have never thought it that way, did they? They think of Mother created an issue to bring us together. Instead, they look at it as this was a disaster or a bad situation. But sometimes people coming together can be very, very helpful. You know, anybody remember Katrina down there in Louisiana? Now, how many people just got their whole lives disruptive, and there were so many people wanting to send help down there to help her, the city there. Oh, it was amazing. I always said, wow, we have to have this, let's say, bad situation happen before people finally cooperatively get together to try to help one another. Interesting, isn't it, that we have to have this happen before people want to get along? And in today's world, of course, we've all seen a lot of, concerns, a lot of anger happening, a lot of various things that are disruptive. I don't call them real good things, but on the same token, I believe they're here to help us wake up. If you can't see what's going on, all you have to do is turn the television on, read the newspaper, talk to some people, and you can sense there's concerns. I'm saying, why don't we think a little bit differently? Let's find the peace. Instead of worrying about everybody doing what they're doing, let's concern ourselves with what am I doing? Am I presenting myself in a peaceful manner to the world? Am I thinking in a loving manner to everybody? Even though I wonder about some of those people over there, let's call them the bad guys. Can I think love to them? Wow. Jim, what's wrong with you today? I mean, those guys are over there causing war and killing people, and you're sending love to them? Maybe that's what they need. Never thought about that, did I? Until just now, because it's realizing that if I don't come across in a peaceful, loving manner, how can I expect them to ever come across that way? So what's that saying? You have to set the pace. You have to present that with hope that they'll get it. I can't expect you to be peaceful and loving unless I'm peaceful and loving. So I got to start setting the pace or stepping up and start to do it first. Because if I'm expecting you to do it, I better be willing to do it first. So if you will, as a group of loving, caring people, I would invite all of us to do that today, to say, I'm presenting myself as the most peaceful, loving manner that I can to the world, and I will do it. What's that saying? I will do my part? Absolutely. You can only do your part. You can't do more than your part, can you? No. Don't expect you to do, everything that can be done, because that's not your job, if you want to say it. You're not your position. Your position is to do what you can. And some people, you know, your jobs may appear to be real small or simple, but it's important. Everybody knows, if you've ever been to a play, and let's say where they have to have raised the curtain, and then that presents the start of the play. And too often people don't think of the person that raises the curtain as important. But if that curtain never goes up, the play will never start. So one of the simplest jobs in the play is to raise the curtain. It has to initiate the start. So if your job is to raise the curtain, think of how important you are. And before, you might have said, well, my job isn't that big a deal. You know, I just raise the curtain and lower it, and that's real simple. So take your position, your start, or of whatever you want to do and be part of, as important. Remember, if you don't make yourself important, who is going to? Sometimes people forget that. If I kind of give myself a compliment, like, Jim, you're a good person, right? Well, most of the time, I think I am. Well, okay, Jim, at least working at it, right? Yeah. So compliments to yourself are as important as give them out to other people. Make sure that you compliment yourself as well as give them out. It's important. So your job, if you want to call that job, what is your job? To do the best you can every day with whatever you do. Whatever you do. And if that job is simple, it's still important. So your place on the planet, thank you, Mother. Have you ever thanked your mother? Oh, yeah. A lot of times you thank Mom for what? Cooking a meal, giving you a hug, fixing. See, my mother used to do some sewing. We don't do so much of that anymore, ladies, do we? But my mother would, if you had a rip in your pants, or Mom would have to sew them up or something, right? So you have to thank Mom, because you don't want to walk around with a big hole in your pants, right? Because people would make fun of you. Did you ever think about that? So be thankful to our mother, to pray for the peace that we're all looking to have on this planet, with the hope that we're all going to get to that point. We're all going to make it. We're all going to get there to that place that we would hope to arrive to. Thank you, Mother, for allowing me to come today. Thank you for allowing me to supply my every need today. Thank you for the sunshine, the flowers, the, let's say, fresh air that I can breathe if I step outside. Thank you so many different ways. And thank yourself for being here as well. Thank you for volunteering to be here, not just in this room today, but to be in this lifetime. At this time of life, when we're in a huge transition to bring that peace that we're all looking for to achieve. And without your part, it can't be done. So give yourself a little credit. I will do my part. I'm important. I bring the most love and peace that I can even imagine to bring to myself and the world today. That can be challenging, but I will do my part to the best of my ability. And if you start to promote that within yourself and you accept that part, that is your part, you will then do it. And I am grateful, Mother, that I brought me to this experience called life. So today, be thankful, Mom, and bless you all, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis, or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.